scripture this morning is primarily found in 1 Samuel 3, verses 1 to 11. The boy Samuel served the Lord by assisting Eli. Now in these days, messages from the Lord were very rare, and visions were quite uncommon. One night, Eli, who was almost blind by now, had gone to bed. The lamp of God had not yet gone out, and Samuel was sleeping in the tabernacle near the ark of God. Suddenly, the Lord called out, "Samuel!" "Yes," replied Samuel, "what is it?" He got up and ran to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you," Eli replied. "Go back to bed." So Samuel did. Then the Lord called again, "Samuel." Again, Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" "I didn't call you, my son," Eli said. "Go back to bed." Samuel did not yet know the Lord because he had never had a message from the Lord before. So the Lord called a third time, and once more Samuel got up and went to Eli. "Here I am. Did you call me?" Then Eli realized it was the Lord who was calling the boy. So he said to Samuel, "Go and lie down again. And if someone calls, say, 'Speak, Lord, your servant is listening.'" So Samuel went back to bed. And the Lord came and called as before, "Samuel, Samuel." And Samuel replied, "Speak, your servant is listening." Then the Lord said to Samuel, "I am about to do a shocking thing in Israel." John 10:27. "My sheep listen to my voice. I know them, and they follow me." Mark 4:24. Then Jesus added, "Pay close attention to what you hear. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you will receive even more." Did you know that God desires to talk to you? God spoke in Isaiah 55:3 and said, "Come to me with your ears wide open. Listen, and you will find life." Listen, and you will find life. In Jeremiah 33:3, God said, "Call to me and I will answer you and tell you great and unsearchable things you do not know." David wrote Psalm 27:8, "My heart has heard you say, come and talk with me. And my heart responds, Lord, I am coming." And Jesus said in Revelation 3:20, "Here I am. I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and opens the door, I will come in and eat with that person, and they with me together as friends." I remember as a young Christian having that revelation that God actually wanted to talk to me. I didn't have to convince him. I didn't have to measure up to some perfect standard first. I didn't have to find him. He was already there, waiting for my attention. God already knew me and was eager to connect with me in a real personal way. And this is true for you. This is true for all of God's children. In the Old Testament, God spoke to the people through his prophets. In the Gospels, God spoke to his people through Jesus. And today, God speaks to his children through the Holy Spirit who resides in us. That is the same Holy Spirit who led the Apostle Paul and taught him the depths of God's word. Jesus said in John 16:13, "When the Spirit of truth comes, he will guide you into all truth. He will not speak on his own, but will tell you what he has heard from me and the Father. He will tell you about the future." The Holy Spirit speaks only what he hears from God the Father and from Jesus Christ. He illuminates scripture, reminds believers of Jesus' teachings, brings to mind the things we know of God, reveals future events that are foretold in scriptures, and declares what is true according to God's will for you. The Holy Spirit is the enacting power of God in us and for us. So if God wants to talk to us, why do we have such a hard time hearing him? And why have some people never heard him? Well, the issue is on our end. Jesus said that he speaks to his sheep. So the first question we have to answer is, are you his sheep? So to be a sheep, you must believe that God exists and that he sent Jesus to pay the price for your sins. When you believe that, you become a woolly lamb in God's family. You are a part of the pasture. And scripture says that you will know his voice. So the next issue is the hearing of that voice. We'll know it when we hear it, but how do we hear it? Well, attentive listening is required. It is not a coincidence as the world turns closer to the end times that the world has become noisy and full of distractions. Social media has flooded us with nonsense that quickly entertains and is just as quickly forgotten. It takes effort to actively listen, to quiet our minds and allow God's voice to be heard. And I believe God is speaking to us. We just need to learn to listen. And thankfully, a sensitivity is developed the more intentional we are about listening to God. We get better at it as we go. I have a young girl in my youth group who helps me lead on Wednesday nights, and so she was leading this particular night and was teaching the children about that connection with God, having that intimacy with God. And she began to talk about brain neurons, and I thought, hey, this is really, really good. So I told her I was going to steal it from her. She told us about neurons that are specialized nerve cells in your brain that, don't want to get it wrong. They act as messengers. So they create pathways in the brain connecting our thoughts and building our memories. They form vast networks that allow you to think, to feel, to move, and to remember. And as we learn to listen to God, neurons build pathways that make it easier to follow in the future. So as we learn to listen to God, those pathways get stronger. The more we think about God, the more we build the relationship through prayer and reading his word, these things all make that neuron path stronger and easier for us to use. We literally build a stronger brain connection to God. Romans 12:2 says, "Do not conform to the pattern of the world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind." That is to say, learning to think differently, build better neuron pathways that lead to Christ. As we read God's word with an open heart to hear, the Holy Spirit further develops those pathways. So there is a learning that is necessary. And Samuel, who God used in meaningful and mighty ways later in his life, has to first learn to hear God's voice. He doesn't have the benefit of the Holy Spirit like we do. Now, Samuel has head knowledge of God. He works in the temple. He helps serve Eli, who was one of the chief priests and a prophet. And so Samuel knows about God, but he doesn't have a heart knowing. He's never had an interaction with God of his own accord. He's only a boy. So he doesn't recognize God's voice. And that's why he keeps running to Eli, because that's the only person around who could be speaking his name. It's Eli who figures out that the voice he is hearing is actually God's voice, and he tells him how to respond. "Speak, Lord, your servant is listening." Now, the Hebrew word translated listening means to hear intelligently, with attention and with intention, the intention to obey. The same is true for us. But again, we have this advantage over Samuel because we have the Holy Spirit in us who helps us to understand the voice of God. Jesus said, "My sheep listen to my voice." The Greek word here translated to listen means to give audience to his voice, to listen closely with intention. And when we do that, God builds our faith. God builds stronger neuron pathways. Now, this is the same meaning in the words we read from Revelation when Jesus said, "If anyone hears my voice and opens the door." So it's hearing with this purpose and with intention to follow. "My sheep listen to my voice, I know them, and they follow me." The abundant life Jesus died for us to have begins with attentive listening. We cannot receive life from God's word if we're not truly listening. It's the difference between reading for completion and reading to learn. Jesus says in Mark 4:24, "Pay close attention to what you hear." That means lean in. Listen for God's voice. Listen for God's voice in the Bible as you're reading it. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given. Remember that passage, "Ask and it will be given to you, seek and you will find." God's not keeping away from us. He's not hiding. He's not making it difficult. In fact, it is so incredibly easy. The closer you listen, the more understanding you will be given, and you'll receive even more than you expected. Some translations put it like this: "The measure you give will be the measure you get back." It reminded me of a phrase we have: "You get out of it what you put into it." That applies to everything we do. It applies to this as well. And since Scripture is God's primary way of speaking to us, let's open our Bibles. Let's read God's word with intention to learn, listening for God's voice, and then obeying what we learn. We can pray Samuel's response as we open the word to say, "Speak to me, Lord, I am listening," and expect to hear. God will meet your efforts with the reward of an increase in your faith, in your understanding, and in your wisdom. It's important that we realize that God's most common way of speaking to us and communicating to us is through his word. So let's not neglect it. Don't sit around waiting for God to speak in the wind or the earthquake or the fire. God told Elijah that he isn't in those things, but rather speaks in a still, quiet voice. Now, it is quite rare to hear God's voice as an audible sound that your ears pick up. It's not impossible, it's just uncommon. It is more common to experience an inner knowing of clarity. You know that you know God has put something on your heart to do or to say, or maybe someone to pray for. We would respond, "I think God is saying this." And then we would test what we think God is saying. If it was something to do, we would step out and try that thing and see if God is in it. So there is this knowing and testing that happens. But we can also experience God in our thoughts. And we can actually have conversations when we learn to discern God's voice, where God responds to our questions. It's not a voice in our ears, but a voice here in our hearts and in our minds. But we need to develop some discerning skills to confidently know if we're hearing God, or are we hearing something else? Our enemy can drop thoughts into our heads, and this is where we need to learn to read our peace meter, because God guides us by peace, and our enemy cannot replicate that. And also, God will never contradict his word or his commands. God will never direct us toward sin or toward harming anyone, including ourselves. And if we really want to hear from God, we must be willing to listen with that intention of obeying. And we should pray that we would have ears to hear and hearts to follow. When you actually give God your undivided attention, you set yourself into a spiritual posture that unlocks these profound blessings in your life and in your relationships and gives you this peace of mind. But the primary blessing is this deepening of your relationship with God, which brings the rest of your life into order when you have the obey peace that goes with the listening peace. You receive this perfect, consistent peace where distractions and worries become minimal in your life. You receive a renewed strength, allowing you to soar on wings like eagles rather than become weary. And you will know God's perfect will for you. Maybe not the 10-year picture, but the today picture. What does God will for you today? And all those todays link to the bigger show. You will also develop a very clear moral compass, which will provide stability during chaotic or confusing times. And when you give God your attention, you will realize that He has always been present and waiting and invested in you and watching over you with an unconditional love. So, don't resist the Father's voice, but seek it. Desire to hear from God. Let the Holy Spirit do the work the Holy Spirit was designed to do. And open your heart to the fullness of God. Open His word to hear and expect that you will learn. Go now in peace, listening for the voice of Christ, the Good Shepherd, who calls you by name and leads you in love. May your ears be attentive to God's truth, your hearts ready to respond, and your lives shaped by the word you have heard. May the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you now and always. Amen.